Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's right. Do it no matter what the people say.
No matter.
They don't even know.
Welcome back. 7 till the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you for hanging out with me. Ken Yancey's our guest. He's our good friend, CEO of SCORE. That's SCORE.org, an organization I encourage you to check out. Ken, you guys do such great work. You got thousands of volunteers, and they're not just retired executives anymore either, are they?
They're not. You know, today about 40% of our volunteers are still actively working. We still have a great core of retired volunteers with outstanding skills that are available, and you know, we're recruiting aggressively. We're adding this year about 3,000 new volunteers,
wow,
which we're excited about.
And these are all volunteers, folks. That means they work for free.
They do.
And they donate their time because they want to give back to the community, back to people. You know, these are folks probably, I'm going to say every one of your volunteers have it in their head, somebody helped me once and I'm going to give back.
You know, you're exactly right, and the desire to help others, that philanthropic bent.
Isn't that part of American exceptionalism?
You know, it is, and I tell you, you mentioned that because what's interesting about SCORE is it is what is occurring at the intersection of two things that are really uniquely American. One, being the desire to give back and to help others, and two, the entrepreneurial spirit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're putting people together that want to be entrepreneurs, that are entrepreneurs, with those that want to give back, and you know, it's a really powerful combination. And we've helped to start and to grow over 40,000 new businesses in the last year.
Wow.
We helped to create 67,000 new jobs. We're doing that at a cost of less than $150 a job or a business, Jim. So we're really pleased with the quality of our volunteers, the effort that they're making, and we're anxious to have the opportunity to work with more individuals.
And if somebody wanted to do that, they just go to score.org and go to the map there and find their state, and then they find their community, and then find the nearest chapter.
Yeah, and I'll tell you what's even easier than that. If you'll go to the website, you'll find a button that says Volunteer Now. And you send in your information, and we will do the legwork for you. We'll get you in touch with your nearest chapter and facilitate a conversation to see whether or not SCORE is the right volunteer opportunity for you. And, you know, if it's not, the fact that you want to volunteer is a really good thing. SCORE is a great outlet for that. But, you know, do something good for others, and hopefully SCORE will be a choice you make.
And it's the same process, folks, if you need help.
If you need
a volunteer to call on you, it's the same process. You go on the website and narrow it down to your area and find out who the SCORE chapter, where the SCORE chapter is there, and make a phone call, send an email, and somebody will contact you, right?
That's right. And electronically now on the site, you can actually request both email mentoring. We've been mentoring online, as you know, for many years. Or you can request a face-to-face session from your nearest chapter right there on the website at score.org. So we're pleased to offer that. We have a really terrific array of online workshops that are available. Our chapters are doing.
And those are the only things that might cost money, is if it's anything, a pass-through cost, right?
That's correct. Now, the online workshops are all free. At the chapter level, some are free, some have a small cost, but it only averages $40.
But this is pass-through, right? I mean, nobody's making any money on this.
We're allowed to charge to recover costs, and that's what we're doing.
Yeah.
So it's still volunteer. It's 100% volunteer in the field. As you know, Jim, we only have 18 employees nationwide with 360 offices. So very efficient. Effective.
You know, Ken, I was asked to go to Europe a while back to talk to folks about what makes America's entrepreneurship such, you know, what's the deal, you know, pull the curtains back. And one of the things I did was I showed them the net that is woven underneath entrepreneurs in America, including SCORE and SBA and small business development centers and independent community banks and people and all the different groups that build a net under folks if they'll just take advantage of it. And you know what? They don't have that net in Europe.
You know, it
they
is
didn't know what different. I was talking about. They looked. It was like a cow looking at a new gate. I mean, they did not know what I was talking about.
it is very different, and you know, different in a lot of parts of the world.
Yeah.
And, you know, volunteerism isn't prevalent. You know, success as an individual is not as celebrated as it is in our country. Thankfully,
yeah.
in our country, we were built by and built based on people that were willing to take a risk and start mm-hmm. a business and employ others and add value and create communities.
And we need to continue that tradition in America, folks, because that's why America is exceptional. Ken, thanks for the great work you're doing. Thanks for joining us today. Come back again real soon.
Always a pleasure, Jim. Thank you.
Ken Yancey, ladies and gentlemen, CEO of SCORE. That's S-C-O-R-E, score.org is the website. You need to go check it out and see if those folks can help you or if you can help them. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. I'll be back after the news. Don't go away.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.